This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
Set to go in the second quarter with Evergreen leading Pueblo South 11-10 in the 4A Girls State Championship from the Denver Coliseum. The first time the big schools have been back here since 1974, Doug.
Yep. I tell you what, Reynolds, this is an absolutely fantastic environment. You've got both student sections packed, and you know, it's an old arena. The acoustics are such that everything is loud. Every play is big here.
Inbound by Pueblo South, nearly thrown away. The ball picked up by Nelson. She'll start the offense. There's a steal out on the left wing by Galen Brown. She's got a breakaway layup for two. Beautiful defensive play as she extended the defense and denied on the wing for the steal. It's 13-10. Evergreen leads Pueblo South with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Cochin dribbling around up high. She'll try and start the offense. Schreiber guarding Cochin closely. Pueblo South trying to get it down low. They get it into Lucero on the near block. Guarded very closely by Dillon. Not going to do a lot versus Dillon. She pops it back out. Crossover dribble, Nelson. Layup is up and no good. Rebound ripped down by Dillon, and she's going to start the break too. Dillon kicks it out on the left side over to her trailing teammate Kennedy. Turns around, three-pointer up and good. Hannah Kennedy with a turnaround three.
Great composure by Kennedy because she had a path to the basket. She decided to back it out and then just knock down the three ball.
6:50 to go in the second quarter. Evergreen 16, Pueblo South 10. South with the basketball. It's Nelson dribbling. Lucero top of the key. Now Lucero set shot for three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Dillon. And Dillon quickly gets it to the outlet, but they'll slow it up. Galen Brown into the forecourt. Over to Schreiber. Schreiber looks low. She's got the Rambus glasses on, so she gets extra points today. Kennedy, right wing, comes up short. Offensive board. And that one ripped down by Haley Dillon, and we've got a whistle on the play. A big thanks to Sloan's Tap and Burger, now two blocks south of Sloan's Lake. Starting lunch on March 15th, Sloan's Tap and Burger at the corner of Conejos and Riley. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout with him. It's Evergreen 16, Pueblo South 10, 4A State Championship. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
First foul shot up and no good from Evergreen. 6:19 to go in the second quarter. Evergreen Cougars 16, Pueblo South Colts 10. I'm Reno Notaro alongside Doug Ottewell from the Denver Coliseum. Second foul shot is up and good from Hannah Kennedy. 17-10, Evergreen leading Pueblo South.
It's a big possession for South. They need a bucket right here because Evergreen's gone on a 9-0 run.
Dre Nelson out to the right wing, Lee. Back to Nelson. Lob inside to Lucero on the far block. She turns right. Hook shot up and good.
Great post move by Lucero. She lowered her shoulder and just kind of twisted inside. Got the ball up and over.
Be aggressive. Keegan Drysdale quickly up the court. Pueblo South staying in their 2-3 zone. Flashing to the high post is Dillon. Now on the near block, Galen Brown. She'll put it back outside to Drysdale, who brings it out on the dribble. Evergreen showing great patience. Now right wing Hahn drives baseline, cut off. 5:35 to go, running layup way off the mark. Rebound to Lucero, and Pueblo South's going to push it quickly up the court. Nelson. Nelson in the forecourt, crosses over, pulls it back out. 17-12, Evergreen leading Pueblo South, and a lob inside Lucero on the far block. Now she goes left hand. Great spin. Last time she went high, this time she went baseline. And mixing that up will help a great deal going against the height from Evergreen.
And Evergreen coach Amy Ball saw that and decided she did not like how that looked. Claudia Dillon heading back into the game after being on the bench.
17-14, Evergreen leading Pueblo South. Crossover move, Drysdale into the paint, kicks it out to Hahn. Hahn, 10-footer up and good.
Mariel Hahn
with the deuce.
The mid-range jumper, Loreno, it's a lost art.
Not on that play, Doug. 19-14, 4:42 to go. Inside to Lucero again. Banks it. This one no good. Backside rebound, and we've got a whistle as checking right back in is Claudia Dillon.
Lucero averaging 12.8 points a game, and you can see why or how, Reno. She's got great control on the block. It's going to be interesting to see now that Dillon has checked back in and give her a little bit of a size factor to think about.
Dylan for Dylan, substitution on that play. Also checking in is Christina Schreiber. 4:25 to go in the second quarter. That was nearly a walk. There's a drive and a layup. That's no good. Offensive rebound fought for and pulled down by Claudia Dillon. Skip pass to the right corner, Galen Brown. Evergreen regroups, pulls it back out. They'll work it around the perimeter. Hahn, lob inside, bar block. Dillon, turnaround, no good. Offensive board, Dillon. Blocked by Lucero. Dillon gets it back. Dillon, shot good.
She's a force in there, Reno. They're having trouble. They just can't deal with that height.
No, Lucero had a great block on Dillon's shot, but Dillon got it back and put it back in, making it 21-14. Evergreen leading Pueblo South with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. There's a drive by Nelson, right angle, lob inside. Great backdoor cut and layup.
Maddie Lee found the spot and went there, and the ball was waiting for her.
Great cut by Lee, great pass by Nelson, and it's 21-16, Evergreen leading Pueblo South. Evergreen works it around the perimeter, driving layup for two by Keegan Drysdale.
Keegan Drysdale can do that. I said earlier in the broadcast, she gets to the basket and she can finish. They need to see more of that from her.
3:15 in the second quarter. Evergreen 23, Pueblo South 16. On the left wing, Nelson, foul line extended. She'll dribble it up high between the rings. Reverses it right wing to Austin. Austin lob inside to Lucero, who's triple teamed. Ball's on the ground, scramble for the basketball. Rarely do you see true triple teams. She was completely sandwiched.
Both of these coaches are defending the post. I mean, that is the game strategy coming into this. So whichever team can get hot from the outside, Reno, has a huge advantage because both teams are begging the guards to shoot from out there.
Under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, 2:50 in the 4A Girls State Championship. Evergreen 23, Pueblo South 16. Lob inside to Dillon. She fakes the pass on the low block near side. Back out, and they'll start it again. Lob to Dillon. Another bounce pass. A lot of backdoor cuts. Little 10-foot setter, no good. Rebound comes down, and Dillon is called for going over the back of Lucero. And honestly, I'm not sure she even touched Lucero.
That's the old, hey, unfortunately, you're tall. She got whistled. A little bit of a phantom whistle, because I agree with you. She just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Now she has two fouls.
2:30 to go in the second quarter of the 4A Girls State Championship. Evergreen 23, South Pueblo South 16. On the left wing is Austin. Three-pointer. Got it. Maya Austin with her third three-pointer of the first half, and Maya Austin is keeping Pueblo South in the game. Timeout Evergreen. We'll join him with a timeout. 2:17 to go in the 4A State Championship girls game. Second quarter action with Evergreen 23, Pueblo South 19. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
This is CHSAA Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.
March 24th and March 25th is spring cleaning at Sportique Scooters, a one-time only sale, up to 40% off certain scooter models at Sportique Scooters. Quick inbound, and there's the bucket on the drawn-up play by Evergreen, by Drysdale, making it 25-19. Evergreen leading South. Entry pass to Lucero, can't hold on to it, picks it back up. Ball swatted away, now scramble for the basketball. Drysdale has it, and she's fouled by Pueblo South. Minute 59 to go in the second quarter from the Denver Coliseum. It's the Evergreen Cougars 25, Pueblo South Colts 19. I'm Reno Notaro alongside Doug Ottawell. Glad you're with us today. Game one of our quadruple header. Evergreen, there's a little off-tackle play. Now a scramble off the fumble. And we've got a jump ball. Hopefully no one's hurt. Another substitution.
That was the old split right off the top of the key. That's an old school play, but they ran it perfectly.
Looks like the swinging gate.
Exactly. Hickory style.
Hannah Kennedy checking in for Evergreen as Dre Nelson walks it up the court to start the offense with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Hannah Cochin back up top, and Evergreen staying. Well, actually, they're in a man defense. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. 25-19, Evergreen leading Pueblo South in the girls' 4A state championship. A little weave right now. Driving is Nelson at the right elbow. just working it around with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Looking for that shot to Lucero. Lucero triple team back outside. Long shot is up and no good from Cochin. And the rebound comes down to Mariel Hahn. Hahn gets it to her guard, Drysdale, who kicks it out left side to Hannah Kennedy. Kennedy loses it. It's going to go off of Evergreen and out of bounds to Pueblo South with a minute 2 to go in the second quarter.
You know, Reno, if you're looking at this score and wondering what South needs to do to get back in the game, really it comes down to getting Hannah Cochin the ball. She took that last shot, and it was a good shot, just missed it. But if she can get on, that's going to be a huge factor for South.
Cochin tried to drive on the baseline. She was cut off by great defense from Keegan Drysdale. Ball's knocked out of bounds. And it will remain with Pueblo South. They'll inbound it near side on the baseline. 47.4 seconds to go in the quarter. Do you go for a final shot right here?
I think so, because, you know, right now, if you get the shot, it's 25-21. You go into half feeling pretty good. If you don't get the final shot, 25-19, it's not insurmountable. Especially considering how poorly South has shot. I mean, they're a much better team than what they've shown.
Not going to get the final shot. We get a five-second violation as Pueblo South could not get the ball inbound. I was thinking set up Maya Austin. She already has 3 three-pointers in the first half. And now Evergreen can go for the final shot. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Evergreen 25, Pueblo South 19. Evergreen on the right wing, and it looks like they are. They're going to just work it around, see what they can pick up.
I think it's a smart move for both teams, Reno.
Outstanding move. Get the final shot. That's what I love about high school. I don't ever want to see a shot clock in high school basketball.
And it's funny because you hear more and more people talk about the benefit of a shot clock, and that states around the country are going to it. Colorado, not one of them yet.
12 seconds to go in the second quarter. Evergreen going for the final shot. Now down to 10 seconds. Shriver pulls it out. Now Shriver drives right. Shriver dishes into the right corner. Drysdale looking for a shot. Drysdale drives. Left-handed layup. No good. Offensive board by Hahn. No good. Excuse me. That was Haley Dillon who got the offensive board, and the putback was no good. So no one makes the final shot. Evergreen took the final shot, and we finished the half from the 4A Girls State Championship. It's Evergreen leading at halftime, 25-19 over Pueblo South. This is Championship Saturday on ESPN Denver 1600.